All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28. 1332.
Wake up!
It's Hot 96.9's Romero, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Everybody thinks Nikki Bella is crazy. I don't see what the craziness is about this. Everyone's shocked because she hasn't spoken to John Cena after they broke up.
Mm-hmm.
The last time, she completely cut him off. By the way, it's Hot 96.9.
She's moving on.
She's moving on. I agree with that. I know they were together for a long time, but the only way to move on is to close that door and walk into another room. You don't agree with that, Pebs?
I think for some people, if you want to, you know, kind of cut that off. But Melissa had mentioned earlier, we were talking about it off air, and I agree with her that when you've been with somebody for that long, it's hard to, like, have them not be in your life.
It is hard, but how else are you going to get over them? Like, if they're constantly...
You don't.
If you're yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like, you're talking to them every day, and they're like, I still think about you.
Right.
And my response would be, well, stop calling me.
So if you have that connection, you'll never move on from that person, because it'll always be something, and then that'll always tie into your next relationship, or there'll be that little piece of whatever it is between that person.
Well, you guys know my story of the last guy that I dated, and I was really, really cared about
how he
completely cut me off.
I know.
That's the best way to do it.
But I don't understand how you can be such a huge part of someone's life, mm-hmm. right? For so long.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's just nothing.
But
how do you go from all in to nothing?
He's trying to forget about you and move forward with his life. The longer you keep looking behind you, you'll never be able to move forward in life successfully.
And I do get that. I do, but like...
So if you get it, then what's the issue?
I don't have the gene in me. I can't do it.
Right, okay. So you just don't have... You understand.
Well, you have with other people, so...
Have I? I don't know. I can't do it. Like, how can you, I feel like most men can do it. Men can make a decision that when they're done with someone, they're done. And just, that's it. Leave me alone. I'm not talking to you
again. Men have that animal, what is it, animalistic instinct that it's like, you know, you were with this person, and obviously there's no kids with them, and now it's like, all right, it's not working out. Now I'm looking for something else. I have to leave all that stuff in the past.
I'm very different. I'm just like, once it's over, I will figure out how. I'm like, all right, I know this is going to suck for a while.
Right.
You know what? Every now and then in life, you got to eat crap and like the taste of it. And then you just push through to make it to the other side. But you got to look at it this way, Melissa.
I'm looking.
Or Pebbles.
I'm thinking.
You're heroin. All right?
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
I can't just go from hardcore being a heroin addict mm-hmm. to being like, you know what? I'm just going to do it every couple days.
Like cold turkey, it's got to be. I see what you're saying.
I'm just gonna sniff a little every day.
Right.
Just once.
Right.
As opposed to like for hours and hours on end.
Yeah, that's to drugs.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
relationships like alcoholism and drug addiction. Awesome.
But Melissa, you...
In your way, it is.
You said like men do it. And I think that's why you see like you hear about people in a lot of relationships, like especially men and women, where women are always like, a guy's like, listen, I can't see you or date you because you're still thinking about your ex. Where, like, men, they right. don't have that issue. So it's easy for, you know, for the most part, it's easy.
Not always.
But it's not always true. But the percentages is more for men than it is women. That a man could be like, you could get into a new relationship and be like, all right, he's not bringing
any extra
baggage.
Way.
Well, that's the man you've been messing with.
Acting. I ain't messing with nobody.
Well, so. I mean, in the past.
Yeah. So, are you guys still stuck on somebody? Is that what you're trying to say?
That's what it sounds like.
Listen. Listen.
Please. That's what it sounds like, Romero.
I mean,
I ever denied that?
Right. Yeah.
Ever.
Pebbles is a yes.
Yeah, you know me, clearly.
Melissa's trying to figure out a way to get unblocked.
Wake up!
It's Hot 96.9's Romero, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.